we must also try to understand how different is the bonus issue from the stock split. On the face of it, the bonus share issue is remarkably similar to the stock split. That is, the number of shares a person holds increases when the price falls in tandem. However, there are few small differences. First, for every share has a face value. It could be rupee 1, 5 or 10. In a stock split, the face value of the share falls. So if your shares had a face value of rupees 10 before a 1:1 stock split, you would now have two shares with a face value of rupees 5. This is not so in bonus stock issue. There you will hold two shares with a face value of rupees 10. This means you get a greater piece of the surplus available for distribution to the shareholders. What are the common benefits and some drawbacks of common stock? When common stocks are issued to meet long-term needs of the organizations, earnings can be retained to meet further financial requirement, as there is no compulsion on management to declare dividend and divert a part of earning to the shareholders. Similarly, unlike long-term debt, common stock does not have any maturity date on which the shares have to be redeemed. Common stock, therefore, is a permanent fund. Higher common stock base allows managers to get larger amount of debt at a lower interest rate. This advantage occurs from the fact for lenders, large common stock offers a cushion. Investors do not have to pay income tax on the dividends they receive. Drawbacks, however, the company has to pay a DDT, which is dividend distribution tax, 15% in the year 2015 with a surcharge and cess. Plus, unlike interest on long-term debt, dividends can be distributed only out of after-tax earnings of the business entity. Interest paid is tax-deductible expense, but not the dividend. Other drawback is the cost of equity capital is high, as the rate of return expected by the shareholder is greater than one expected by long-term lenders. Underwriting commissions, brokerage cost, and issue expenses cause high cost per issue of equity as comparable to long-term debts. Equity shareholders can also be obstacles in management of the company if they organize themselves and challenge management decision by voting against the resolution put up by board of directors during the shareholders meet. So after understanding equity shareholding, let us look at preferred stock features. Preferred stock is actually a hybrid form of long-term finance available to the joint stock companies. It has some characteristics of equity and some of the long-term debts. The term preferred attached to this category of financial instrument is very questionable, as it does not possess desirable characteristics of either equity or debt. Common stockholders have claim on residual income with a bond, while bond or long-term security holders have contractual claim on the company for their interest payment and refund of the principal. They can actually put the company into bankruptcy if these are not arranged as per schedule. No such privilege, however, exists for preference shareholders. Central Government Act, Section 85(1) of Companies Act 1956 defines preference share capital means with reference to any company limited by shares, whether formed on or before or after the commencement of this act, that part of share capital of company which fulfills both the following requirements. That is, that as respects to dividends, it carries or will carry a preferential right to be paid a fixed amount or an amount calculated at a fixed rate, which may be either free of or subject to income tax, and B, that as respects capital, it carries or will carry on a winding up or repayment of capital a preferential right to be repaid the amount of capital paid up or deemed to have been paid up. So that is the definition of preference share capital under the Indian laws. Common stockholders are the owners of the company and as such have the right on residual income, while preferred stockholders are entitled to fixed amount of dividend and must receive it before the payment of dividends to common stockholder is arranged. But this right of preference shareholders to dividend is not mandatory, as is the case with interest on long-term debt instrument. Dividends on preference shares can be skipped by the board of directors if they feel the earnings of the year are not adequate enough to issue them. Corporation which wishes to issue preference stock to achieve balanced growth in capital structure. The objective is to prevent any dilution of common stock and avoid contractual obligations from heavy debts. So preference stock is classified. So one of the classification is based on income and it is non-cumulative preference stock. So as stated earlier, preference stockholders have priority for claim of dividends. Unless dividends are declared, the company cannot declare dividend on common stock. At the same time, there is no compulsion on the board of directors to declare dividend whenever earnings are available. The board can very well invest all the earnings back in business. Distribution of dividend thus is the priority and the privilege of the management alone. Dividends when declared are at the rate specified at the time of issue of preference stock and at this rate does not change. In case any year dividend is not declared, then preference shareholders' loss is permanent as there is no provision to pay earlier year dividend for this category of preference stocks. Hence the word non-cumulative. A company ensures that dividends on preference stocks are declared each year so as to not to lose its credit standing in the market. Cumulative preference stocks. For this class of stock, if dividend is not declared in any year, then it does not lapse. Unpaid dividend is carried over and holders have claim of unpaid dividends on future earnings of the company. Until this accumulated dividend amount is paid, the company cannot declare dividend for the common stock. This is thus due to inadequate earnings, the company does not pay a dividend of let's say 10% cumulative preference stocks for 3 years. The shareholder has to receive 30% before common stock holders can receive any dividend. Cumulative preference stock. So in case a company is unable to declare a dividend on its cumulative preference shares for a long time, it is common for company to recapitalize itself. It then offers a fresh common or preference stocks against unpaid dividends. These shares are attractive to investors as they earn steady flow of income without any dilution to the value of their investment. For companies, they offer additional source of finance so long as there are no unpaid dividends. Preference shares classification based on maturity. Irredeemable preference stocks. Normally, preference stocks along with common stocks have no maturity. The company has no obligation to repay the capital amount to the stockholders unless there is liquidation of business entity. Therefore, both stocks are a permanent source of finance for the enterprise. Redeemable preference stocks. However, in the article of association, one can frame to permit redemption or calling back of preference stock at management's discretion. The terms and conditions under which these stocks can be recalled have to be specified in the company's article of association. Redemption is arranged in a manner that provides premium to the shareholders. Redemption can take place out of accumulated profit or out of sale proceeds of assets and property of the company. Such redemption can also be arranged through issue of fresh issue of common stock. Redeemable preference stock contains a call option that allows the issuer to forcibly redeem the shares on or after a specified call date. You can call shares by cancelling them and paying their preset price plus any dividends due to the preference shareholders. Issuers value this call option because it allows them to replace preference share with the lower yielding ones if the interest rates are falling. And you are no obligation to call the shares if the interest rates remain steady or rise. In later case, you continue to pay dividends at a lower rate. So it's therefore beneficial to the entity. Because the call option favors the issuers, redeemable preference shares raises less money than the equivalent share without the call option, because why would people want to invest in such kind of results? Also, there is prescribed limit on maximum dividend that can be paid. So preference share could not work as an instrument for unfettered outflow of profits of Indian companies. Convertible preference stocks. Convertible preference stock is also defined as a stock that includes an option for the holder to convert the preference shares into fixed number of common shares, usually anytime after the predetermined date. usually the stock certificate specifies the preference share of 100 is convertible into say 10 shares, so 10 each anytime after say 3 years. Until the price of common stock is below par, the 10, the investor is not interested in conversion. But once the common stock trades at a premium, the stockholders tends to benefit by opting for conversion. Under a new circular dated 8 June 2007, RBI has revised its guideline pertaining to use of preference share for foreign investors. And after revision, only those preference shares that are fully and mandatorily convertible into equity within a specified time will be considered as part of investee company share capital, and only such preference share will be issued to foreign investors under the automatic approval rule, that is without requiring the permission from Ministry of Commerce. Foreign investments in non-convertible, optionally convertible or partially convertible preference shares are now considered to be debt finance, that is like a loan, and are required to conform to stringent guidelines related to external commercial borrowing or ECBs. What are the benefits and drawback of preference shares? The board of director has flexibility in decision about payments of dividends to preference shareholders. There is no compulsion, like in case of interest on long-term debt, to arrange payments every year. There is again no compulsion to set aside a part of earnings into sinking fund for redemption of preference stocks. Redemption can be delayed without any adverse financial consequence. Being a part of net worth of the company, issue of preference stock enhances company's credit worthiness. Since preference shares do not carry any, in normal circumstances, any voting rights, as a result, with the issue of preference stocks, there is no dilution of control. Issue of preference stock does not call for any mortgage of company's assets, which remain available for raising debt as and when required. What are the drawbacks? Preference stock as a source of long-term finance is very expensive vis-a-vis debt capital, as dividends have to be paid from tax earnings and not as a tax deductible expenses. Dividend payments need not be arranged each year, even though not mandatory, as skipping dividend in any year has adverse effect on the company's credit worthiness. Dividends on common equity capital cannot be declared unless dividend is paid on preference stock in that year. If dividends are skipped for certain years, preference stockholders acquire voting rights and thereby cause dilution of control. So, common stock, preference stock and debt instrument comparison. So, ownership control, full control, limited controls, limited control, claim to income, none, must receive dividend before common stock, must pay as per the contractual obligation, claim to assets in case of bankruptcy, is the last, equity shareholder, common stock, next to debt holders, first claim to debt, cost of distribution is highest in equity, moderate in preference share and lowest in debt instrument. Risk return, highest risk and therefore highest return for common stock, moderate risk and fixed return for preference stock, and lowest risk and fixed return for debt instrument. Tax burden on company, dividends are paid out of tax earnings, dividends are paid out of after tax earnings, so after tax both the cases. Here interest is paid as an expense, as a charge to earning. Tax burden on investor, dividend received are tax free. Dividend received are tax-free, interest received is taxable. So to summarize, when an investor pays any company money in return for part ownership in it, the company issues a certificate of ownership to the shareholder. This certificate is known as stock certificate, capital stock or stock. Of course, these days all stock records are handled electronically. Large public corporations have their equity distributed over large number of shareholders to ensure control over the company continues with the promoters. They together enjoy the rewards and bear the risk of ownership. It must be noted here that the liability, unlike the liability of a proprietor or partner of a business unit, is limited to the amount they paid to get the shares in their name. When the business entity applies for incorporation to register of companies, they have to specify the classes or types of stocks, the par value and the number of shares it wants to be authorized to issue. This together constitutes the authorized capital. Normally, company asks for larger authorized capital so that they need not go to registrar again and again if they need to issue additional shares for the growth of the business. When a corporation sells some of its authorized shares, the shares are described as issued. The number of issued shares is often considerably less than what it has been authorized. If the share of the stock has been issued, that is offered to public, and has not been reacquired by the corporation, it is said to be outstanding. Value of shares when fully subscribed constitutes company's paid up capital. Value indicated on the share certificate is its face value or par value. Shares are often issued at a premium. Face value plus such premium is termed as paid up capital. After satisfying the claims of all others, the value of assets with the company that belongs to common stockholders, when divided by number of fully paid share, provides you with the book value of the common stock. The price at which shares are bought and sold on the stock exchange are termed as market value. All cash inflows are utilized by business entity to pay for its expenses and creditors. If it has issued any preference stock, then preference shareholders have a claim on the balance. Thereafter, equity holders have the sole right of the residual income. A company can retain this net balance as reserves to meet company's future requirement of long-term finance or distribute it to equity shareholders as dividends. They enjoy another right, which is the right to vote on resolutions at AGM. This right provides them with a control over company in proportion to the number of shares which it owns. Common stockholders have one more right of a privileged position in the offer of fresh shares of the company. So when the company wants to reissue fresh shares, it has to keep certain amount for the current shareholders so that they can acquire these shares to meet their percentage term same as before. This term offer is also known as right issue. Every year, profit-making companies award shareholders by distributing a percentage of their profit and keeps the balance for business growth. Therefore, reserves get built over a period of time, and sometimes company wants to distribute these reserves or a portion of the reserve back to the investors. They do it by in terms of bonus shares. Bonus share is also called as share dividend. The current income tax provision calls for tax-free dividend at the hands of the stakeholder. However, the company has to pay a dividend distribution tax, which was 15% in year 2015. And also the cost of acquiring or organizing this equity capital is very high, because one needs to spend money on underwriting commission, brokerage cost and issue expenses as compared to preference stock or the long-term debt. Preference shares or preferred stock is hybrid form of long-term finance, having some elements of equity and some elements of debt. Preference shareholders are entitled to fixed amount of dividend and must receive it before any payment of dividend can be made to the common stockholders. The normally preference shareholders do not possess any voting rights at the shareholders meeting. However, there are certain exceptional circumstances when they are empowered to vote. Preference share is classified as non-cumulative preference share, cumulative preference share, or irredeemable preference shares. It is also further classified as redeemable preference shares or convertible preference stock. With this, we come to end of this session. Thank you.